hey, you know about the secret project we were going to do?
Opening up the sex club?
No, no, no. The email that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You want to do that?
Sure.
All right. Stand by.
Right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think she said now would be a good time.
All right.
Okay. Hold on 1 second here. Okay, now, hopefully the girl is not listening to the show. It is a listener of ours' birthday. And her friend is setting her up for this. And the girl does not know that it is us.
Her friend who made it a point to say she doesn't listen to the show.
We'll address that.
Good afternoon, CGB Insurance. All right, thank you. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Medical expense at CGB. We offer medical supplement choices to protect your finances. And while your medical
insurance
is ultimately your...
Horace.
We're ready to provide...
Horace what? Grant? Yeah.
...to help you determine the best course for your personal...
This is Audra.
Am I speaking with Audra?
Yes.
Audra, my name is Horace Grant. How are you today?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you very much. I'm calling from St. Joseph's Hospital. Are you having a good Wednesday?
Sure.
Good, good. Do you know the reason of my call?
No.
We've been trying to reach out to you about your deductible not being settled with us. When do you plan on paying that?
I have a credit card that I've, or a MedExpress, like, credit card I've been paying on.
So, when was your last payment?
Are you for real right now?
Yes, ma'am.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from my office right now. I represent defined folks at St. Joseph who would like to know where their money is. You are derelict with us. Hello?
Well, that birthday call went well.
That's how you handle bill collectors.
Yeah, it's true. Did you really hang up on me?
Yeah, yeah.
What should we do, call back?
I would call back and, yeah, tell her it was you and wish her happy birthday.
Yeah, you should have let her off the hook. Yeah. She was like, who are you with? Yeah.
Her friend told me that would be really funny.
You should have brought in your assistant with the crazy voice. Really lighten things up.
Good afternoon, CGV. Rachel.
Hi, I just got disconnected. I was talking to Audra.
Probably a bad line. Hold on 1 second.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. In Lowe's. We're here to assist you with
your health
insurance needs Monday through Friday.
Hopefully your friend right now is telling her to pick up the phone.
At CGB, our clients are our priority. Your call is very important to us, and we appreciate your patience while holding. Personalized as...
Hello?
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 Why'd you hang up on me?
Because she knows who you are, and now she's, like, crying laughing. She won't say anything.
Better say something.
I'm still drunk for one.
Audra, I just called to wish you a happy birthday, and you hung up on me.
Oh, my God. Are you for real right now?
No.
Oh, my God.
I hate being on speakerphone. Pick me up, or I'm going to start cursing very loudly.
I'm sorry. I know you hate speakerphone.
See, there you go.
Are you serious right now?
Yes, I am. Your weird friend, Brittany, sent me a very strange email. I'm still on speakerphone.
I'm not on speakerphone.
Okay, good. Tell those cackling wenches to pipe down. Now,
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Your bizarre friend, Brittany, sent me an email. And I have to say, anyone who would like for us to do this to their friends should never start off with unnecessary information. And I'll tell you how Brittany started off her email, which almost made us not do this, because it said... I want to start off by saying I do not listen to your show on purpose, but due to the fact that my best friend is an avid listener, the entire office can't help but hear it every day. Normally, if I got that in the snail mail, I'd crumple it up and throw it away immediately, but you seem like a nice girl, and I appreciate your fandom, if not hers. So,
oh, my gosh.
We wanted to call up and wish you a very, very happy 24th birthday today.
Oh,
yeah, okay. Well, I think you just said the F word, so I had to dump that. But let's.
Oh, my God.
But can you scream that again?
Am I on the radio right now?
Yes, I'm not going to talk to you off the radio. Yes, you were. Yeah, you were. We were.
No cussing.
No cursing. No swear words. No more. Otherwise, I take back that happy birthday wish that I just... Something else.
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay.
I'm a really big fan.
Thank you.
Brittany didn't tell you.
She did, and she's not, but you are, and that's good.
Yes, I am.
Good. Thank you very much.
Are you single?
No, I'm married.
Sorry.
Bring him to the club with you, Garabo.
Yeah, there you go. See how big of a fan.
Hi, Seth. Hi, SBK. Hi, hey. Nikki.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you're cute.
You're super
cute. Thank you. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So we wanted to call and wish you a very happy 34th birthday. And, you know, we don't normally do things like this, but you seem like you're a big fan. And
I am a huge fan. Ever since the Morning X, I cried when you guys got fired.
Oh, we did too. That's great.
I know. I saw the video. I was crying with you.
Oh, jeez. Thank you so much. Wow, gosh. If there were only 10,000 people like you, we'd still be on that show.
How come everybody in your office hates us?
I think maybe I talk about you guys too much. I don't know. Maybe I'm annoying.
No way, dude. I can't see that at all. But, you know, maybe if you could dial back your talking of us in the office, then they'll start to like our show a little bit more.
I've been trying to get them to listen forever, but it's just not working right now.
I would say probably dial it back a little bit, because here's what I do. When people come up to me and they're like, hey, you got to watch Game of Thrones, you got to watch Game of Thrones, you got to watch Game of Thrones. I was like, I'm never watching Game of Thrones because so many people are so annoying about it.
But yeah, I think I come off like really annoying.
I can see that. So I'm having some fun with her. We'll do our best to keep the content on an A-plus level, and then maybe we'll lure in people like Brittany and the rest of the girls there.
Okay, thank you for calling me. Oh my God, this made my day. Thank you so much.
Is there anything else you want for your birthday from Drew? A rap, a haiku,
a
limerick?
Send her a pizza.
A rap. Yeah, a rap for me. That'd be awesome.
The people love when you rap for them on the spot.
Yes, I love when you rap. It's amazing. Come on. Georgia Honky. Come on. Chin.
What?
I'll look up a rap for you. Do I have to make one up, or can I just rap somebody else's rap? I'm not feeling particularly creative.
Come on.
I mean, what do you think? You just calling and saying happy birthday is a good enough present?
Yes.
No.
All right, let's see. She's 34. That rhymes with dirty whore, so I got that covered. Okay.
And her friend. Make sure you name check her friend.
Brittany. Let's see.
Who doesn't listen.
Who doesn't listen.
Right. Brittany, on purpose.
Spitting the Brittany.
Litany.
I've got a litany. Okay. What do I not like about Brittany? I think I've got a litany. Okay. Who's the Brittany that ended up dying that played Eminem's girlfriend?
Murphy.
Okay. Good. Murphy.
This is fun.
Yeah. Well, where do you live?
I live in Land O'Lakes.
Okay. Land O'Lakes.
I was there today.
Yeah.
Really? Where?
I don't know. Just somewhere there.
Our dermatologist's office is off 54, I think.
Oh, yeah. 52. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's by me. Yeah.
Oh, by the way, Francine just emailed me.
What?
About, yeah. I'll tell you after this birthday call. It's a hot email.
No, hold on one second. What do you mean, Francine? We have the hottest dermatologist in the entire world. I only went to her because Seth said I should go to her.
And she's very thorough.
Yeah, I heard that, and I looked up her picture. She is pretty hot.
She's gorgeous.
Yeah, Francine sent me an email, said, hey there, great seeing you today, all of you.
That's all the email says?
And then it says LOL.
That's for Land O'Lakes, obviously.
All of me. I told you.
But, I mean, what was the point of that email? There's like, we forgot to take off something, or?
No, it just says, hey there, great seeing you today. All of you. All of you is in all caps.
You better schedule another appointment.
I think I'm going to have to do that.
All of me.
Why would you? I mean, that's a pointless email. It's unprofessional.
Not to me. It has a lot of points to me.
I mean, you want to talk about her man-eater panties being unprofessional. Why send a patient an email? I don't get emails.
That's very professional. That's a follow-up email, making sure everything went well today.
But, I mean, I don't get emails like that.
Well, you know, I like to keep in contact with my dermatologist.
I don't like this at all.
Anyways,
to the wrap.
Oh, okay, fine.
Back to the birthday.
Lando Lakes. What kind of car do you drive?
Toyota.
Toyota what?
4Runner.
Nice.
Number one stunner.
Mm-hmm.
4Runner. All right.
Hey, you got this, Garabo.
Oh, God. I didn't know I was going to have to rap today. Okay. I don't know what any of these stupid instrumentals sound like. So, you know what? This is actually good practice, because I saw today that the Wu-Tang Clan is having a contest. It's the Wu 16 Bars contest, and they're having people submit raps to instrumentals that they provide on the website Wu 16 Bar Challenge.
I hope they put it out. It'll probably be better than their last three albums.
No doubt about it. Maybe in their last five, because they haven't put out a good product in a long time. So here we go. Wu 16 Bars, J-Key, Wu Bars Beat 1. Let's see what this sounds like right here. Of course, it's probably not going to play.
You're not ready for J-Key.
Do you know J-Key?
Of course.
No, Seth.
Yeah. He's coming to my garage sale Saturday.
Brittany, I ain't saying you's a dirty whore, but you having your birthday number 34. Your stupid friend Brittany don't listen to my show. That's why I'ma throw a stupid name in my stupid flow. Listen to my show, Brittany, or I'll be broke. Won't have no money to buy my smoke. It's $100 a quarter or 54 and 8. Hope you got lots of candles going on that cake. Speaking of cake, you in Land O'Lakes with them rattlesnakes, with them big old fakes. Putting on for the plastic surgery. Doing this since 1983. 14 years old, I be rocking in my rec room. True Garabo reading Spider-Man versus Dr. Doom. Yo, Brittany, you's the number one stunner. And you looking so fine in your Toyota 4Runner. Happy birthday. Happy birthday.
That's for you, Brittany.
Audra.
Audra. Not Brittany. Brittany's my friend.
Brittany's the hater.
Brittany's the hater. Audra's the fan. Come on, Drew.
I don't have to do it again, do
you
I?
Have to get it. No, but you have to get it right.
Nothing rhymes with Audra anyway, let's be honest.
That's, yeah.
Oh, Audra. Come on. But that's a good name, though, right?
It's a great Audra? Name. No, it's a beautiful name. Very unique. Thanks. Not like Brittany. Every girl's named Brittany. But,
I know. Even the strippers, you know.
Mostly the strippers.
Should we talk to Brittany?
Put Brittany
no.
on the phone. Yeah. Put Brittany on the phone.
We'll
please.
Talk to you after her.
Yeah.
You want to talk to Brittany?
Yeah, put her on the phone.
Okay, hold on.
I love Audra. She's like, no, I don't want to put her on the phone.
Brittany?
She's lucky we check our emails.
Hello, Brittany? Do we get hung up on?
Hopefully.
I think we got hung up on. Hello?
No, they're in the background.
Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Is this Brittany or Audra?
No, it's Audra. Hold on a second.
What are they doing?
I don't know. What's happening here?
Sounds like a fun place to work.
I know. It is a hilarious place to work.
Okay. What do you guys do there? Cool.
Hello?
Is this Brittany?
This is Brittany, not the dirty whore.
I know. I was just having some fun with you. But I mean, you know, it's a bit unsettling, I have to say, Brittany, when one starts off an email. I want to start off by saying I do not listen to your show on purpose. That doesn't put us in the right frame of mind to do nice things for that person.
But is it really the most unsettling thing you've ever heard?
Well, I mean, does it have to be the most unsettling thing I've ever heard for me to not like it?
No, don't you thrive on people who, you know, don't like you and you
no.
want them to like you?
Not anymore.
No, I don't. Not in my private communication. And if someone's trying to get me to do something nice for them and they want to start off, I want to start off by saying I don't listen to your show on purpose. That doesn't exactly make me go, man, I can't wait to help this person out who is forced
but
to listen
did.
To our radio show.
You finished the rest of the email, and
yes,
then you did it.
I know. That is because I'm a good person.
We're very sensitive, Brittany.
Yes. You should realize, like, when you want someone to do something for you, you don't have to give them insincere flattery.
Brittany's the bully in the office.
She really is. Brittany's like, you need something done. Brittany's going to call up and...
She's the muscle.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I'm going to send you a box of tissue, because you guys are doing a lot of whining right now.
Yep. That's it.
You
no,
are
I'm
a...
Joking. You guys made her cry, so that was awesome.
Okay. I hate her. I really do. Like,
well,
if I could do this again, I would not call and wish her a happy birthday, but it's only because she's such a good fan that I'm willing to put up with your stupid ass.
Hey, it's my friend's birthday. Let's make her cry.
Yeah, exactly. You guys are whining a lot because I'm a stupid whore who doesn't know how to get things done, and I insult people when they want to do anything to me.
You guys know me already. We've only just met.
She didn't thank us for making her.
Of course not. Why'd she thank us? She's not only she. Yeah, no, you've gotten words in. They've been hurtful words that have been insulting us.
Okay, I'm sorry. You guys just made her day and mine day. So I appreciate you calling and wishing her a happy birthday.
Hey, get the tissue here before 6 o'clock, okay?
All right, you just gave me permission to leave work early. Awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
We love you.
Awesome.
You're the best.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye.
I had to handle the rest of that call, so Drew didn't say anything really bad.
I was literally biting my tongue.
It's cool. Not everybody's going to love the show. More people are not going to listen than actually listen. So all we can do is take care of the people that listen. And that's what you did, Drew. You're a decent man.
Thank you.
I'll get Brittany to call you on your birthday. Man. July 10th, everybody.
You really pissed me off.
It's all right. Maybe she was just giving it to us because that's what the bone's all about.
Is it?
I don't. That's what they tell
Maybe
me.
Maybe since she doesn't listen directly, that's how
it's
the show comes across to her.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
She's like, you guys love it when people mix it up with
you. I got to hit him with something out of the gate.
Hey, you dumb dick. Call up and wish my friend a happy birthday.
All right. Probably a little something.
Hey, but she did get it done.
Yes.
She did, yeah.
That was her goal.
She did.
It was a great email besides the opening line, which is, I hate your show.
Yeah, basically, I'm tied down and forced to listen to your show. I want to start off by saying I do not listen to your show on purpose, but due to the fact that my best friend is an avid listener, the entire office can't help but hear it every day. She's been listening to your show as long as I can remember and may have even shed a tear when Drew and Seth had their first breakup. Don't tell her I snitched on that. Oopsie. Ever since she started watching the show live from her phone when she should be working, I've threatened her with contacting Drew in hopes that he would say hi and make her cry again, and she would hate and love me at the same time for making all of her wishes come true. If you gentlemen can make that happen today, which just happens to be her 34th birthday, I'd greatly appreciate it. Oh,
it's best line right here.
Here it is. I'd also solidify my title as Queen Bitch of the Office.
I told you she was a bully.
She is in the office until 4 today. All right. So she is like the lady who calls herself Queen Bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I apologize then because I should have read that part and been prepared for it.
Those gals sound like a ton of fun. Can we get Audra in the studio one day just to sit here and watch us do the show? Because I feel like we would all walk out of here thinking we're the funniest people in the world if she was sitting here throughout the whole show.
I would love that.
Have her like, oh, yeah.
Just have her sit right there and just gaze at us in astonishment that we're so funny.
She would laugh just if you said, hey, it's Drew Grabo Live. She would start cracking up.
But you should bring Brittany, too.
Can we edit?
No.
I feel like she would just like, she would crush our spirit.
Have her critique the show.
We would talk about off air what we're going to talk about next. She would go, you're going to talk about that?
No. No one wants to hear that. No. No. I'm the queen bitch of the office. No. Shalom, my friends. Welcome back to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. The first rule of the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day is don't talk about it. Just tweet me at Seth Cush and tell me how much you love it, because I love you. Kisses, bae.
Okay, we're back with more Massage by Mario. The underpants party continues. It's a big Friday. Again, we invite you to play at home. Get down to your underpants, whether you're at home or work. We want you to prepare.
I just came eye level with Seth's package.
How'd that work out?
Give me a hug.
Danielle, after that, can you see straight or are you a little cockeyed?
Okay, that's very funny. Very funny. We can read you guys.
Okay, now Seth, you're going to come stop.
They're hugging, by the way. They're touching.
Wow, we're both in our underpants. Seth just hugged me. I'm going to have you take over here. Oh my God, leave it for the
For anybody who's just listening to 97X for the first time, we don't do this normally. This is just a once in a lifetime kind of thing here.
This is just a fun Friday kind of deal.
Fun Friday.
You know? I feel like I didn't really get the full, thing. I didn't wear any underwear, so I...
Oh my God. Well, you're not going to take us into HR for this kind of behavior, are you, Mimi?
Of course not. Please, are you kidding me?
Please don't. Please. We're scared. Oh, Drew's face down. All right, Drew.
Oh, my God. Oh, Mario.
I can feel his warm-ass breath through the blanket on my hand while he's moaning.
I'm so glad you added breath to the end of that sentence.
Yes. Mario can feel my warm ass while she can feel my warm ass breath. Oh, my God. Oh, same-sex marriage is legal, right? Because I'm going to marry this guy.
See, now, Drew, your first man-on-man massage. How does it feel?
Oh, incredible. You know, when every guy called up and said that a guy's hands can give you a little bit more pressure than a woman's hands, they were absolutely right.
We never believed him either. We were doubters. We were haters. And
we're
now
stupid.
We want to send every man to Mario and to male masseuses all around the world. Are you called a masseuse, Mario? Massage therapist. I'm sorry.
Licensed massage therapist, masseuse. Yes, exactly.
Is masseuse like your N-word, or is that?
Yeah, that kind of implies sexual connotation, so we stay far, far away from that.
Does it really?
It does.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so there's nothing sexual going on here, except this is better than sex, to be quite honest with you.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for listening to The Morning X. This is me resetting and taking over, just like I do when I answer the phones. I'm very polite. right now, Drew's face down on the table.
Ass up.
Mario is working on his lumbar region. Danielle is down on the floor, micing up Drew. Danielle, how are you feeling about this experience today?
Having Drew next to me, I just accidentally touched him. His hand is really close to my chest, which is weird.
I'm sorry.
Also, his breath is just very warm. I'd rather have you next to me, Seth, just because I didn't feel this warmth on my hands. It's just so strange.
Do you feel like we're brothers, like we're your brothers, Danielle?
Yeah, I do. I look at you as family members that I would never think would be moaning to my right now.
Let's get right now while Drew is getting the rub down from Mario and getting his lumbar region worked on. Mimi, can you hit us with some more lines from 50 Shades of Grey to see if we can get Drew to where he needs to be for this?
Oh, yes, I think I can.
Okay.
Oh, let's start out with, he really wants this.
I do.
In his bedroom, he stares down at me as we stand by his bed. Trust me, he asks me suddenly. I nod, wide-eyed, and I suddenly realize I do trust him. What's he gonna do to me now? The thrill goes through me. Good girl, he breathes.
Oh, yeah.
His thumb brushing my bottom lip. He steps away into the closet and comes back with a silver gray silk woven tie and says, hold your hands together in front of me as he orders me to peel off that towel.
Yeah.
And he throws it on the floor.
Throw it.
I do as he asks, and he binds my wrist together with that tie, knotting it firmly. His eyes are bright with excitement. He tugs at the binding.
No.
It's secure.
He's right by me. He's got his package over my face. I got you breathing on my hand.
Hey, listen, I'm sorry. I'm sorry to interrupt Mimi reading that, but here's what's so great about this whole segment that we're doing is that Mario does not seem fazed by any of this. I'm sitting here in my boxer briefs. Mimi's reading 50 Shades of Grey. Drew is face down moaning. Danielle's freaked out, and Mario is not fazed by this one bit. He's a GD professional.
I do what I do.
Have you ever
keep doing what I do.
Have you ever had an audience before like this?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, have you?
Oh, yeah. The Florida State Massage Therapy Association, we go to the Florida State Fair and have set up a booth to do chair massage. And so the public sees, you know, work being done, obviously not shirtless, but on a massage chair on a regular basis because we want to promote that. We want to promote people say, hey, get a massage. It's good for you.
I'll tell you what, Mario. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to book you to come over to my house because we're going to do
that.
You want to come too?
I would come to an all-male massage party at your house in a minute.
Well, I didn't say it was going to be a party. I just said I'm going to have Mario over.
No,
but
we'll do as I say.
Okay. can Danielle come? Can we just have this whole setup again with Mimi reading 50 Shades of Grey to us?
Oh, dude, his pressure is unbelievable.
Will
Those
you do
hands
as I
are
say
magical.
Too?
Oh,
yeah. Drew, will you do as Mimi says?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. He drops his towel, but I can't take my eyes off his face. His expression is ardent and full of desire. What shall I do to you? He whispers as he eases me onto the bed and raises my hands above my head.
Ooh, daddy.
Keep your hands up there and don't you move them. You understand?
Yes.
This is not a man I want to cross, or a woman for that matter, ever. Answer me, he demands, his voice soft. I won't move my hands. Good girl, he murmurs. He deliberately licks his lips slowly. I am mesmerized by his tongue as it sweeps over his upper lip.
Yes.
He's staring into
pain,
my eyes,
so much pleasure.
Watching me, appraising.
Yes.
He leans down and plants a kiss on my lips.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to kiss you all over, Miss Steele.
Oh, yeah. And just if you're just tuning in, we are doing a man-on-man massage right now, male massages by Mario. We were talking a lot about John Travolta. He got he was getting man-on-man massages. We were talking about it. Drew and I have never had one. We got Mario in the studio. He rubbed me down. He's rubbing Drew down now. We are into male massages right now. Now, Danielle, I have a question for you. You've seen Drew and I in our boxers, both of us right now. Whose bulge is more impressive?
I have not looked at either of your bulge on purpose. Now, here's what I'll tell you about my experience with both. Seth, I accidentally came eye to eye with your bulge when I was getting off the ground a couple minutes ago.
And was it magical?
I did not really take a time to look at it. I'm sure that it's fantastic.
Look at my
Drew,
look at my pecs right now. I'm bouncing them.
Drew, I've seen you do it with a shirt on. I don't want to see it anymore. Drew, I accidentally saw you adjusting yourself through the hole. I'm not really into that either. If I had to pick between the boxers that Drew's wearing or the briefs that Seth is wearing, I would pick the briefs.
Thank you.
But that doesn't say anything because I'm trying not to pay attention to you guys and your cranks.
Well, don't fight the urge, Danielle. I mean, you could still look at your big brothers in their underwear, and it should be no big deal to you.
I don't think that that's legal in most states.
Hey,
I want you to because I want to know if I'm doing a good job here, Danielle.
Oh
you're doing a great job, Mimi. I think Drew's where he needs to be. Drew, how's the lumbar feeling right now?
Let me tell you, he works the sciatic area and the lumbar region like I've never had it work before. I'm never going to make fun of anyone who gets a male massage ever again.
Let me ask you a question, Drew, and don't lie right now.
Boy.
Do you think that we should have Underwear Party Fridays every Friday?
Yes.
Okay, because I am feeling free right now.
Yep.
I mean, I am ready to do the rest of the show in my boxers.
Me too, totally, and I never want Mario to leave the studio ever.
Are you going to book Mario for your own appointment, Drew?
I have a question for Drew. Is it okay if I work your glutes, sir?
Work what you want, bro.
See, I have a feeling that if Mario was working my glutes, then that's when it would have all gone downhill. And by downhill, I mean uphill.
See, I can't loosen up. My feet are tightening up as we speak.
No, loosen up, Drew.
See, when I do that, my feet cramp. Like right now, if you feel my right foot, there's a huge, my left, right and left foot, I'm cramping up big time. I don't know why that is.
When's a lot?
Yeah. There's a lot of nerve entrapment probably happening from the low back and glutes, that blood's not getting down to your legs, and that's why that will happen on occasion, the cramping.
Well, Mario, why isn't blood getting to his legs? Do you know it all?
Tension,
okay.
Tension, straight up tension in all the musculature all down here. He sits and drives back and forth, back and forth. That's going to be killer. Imagine truck drivers. Truck drivers out there, you all know you need massages. Everyone I've ever worked on is just, I mean, grossly.
Truck drivers let you work on them. They don't have any problem with it.
They care less. They're in pain, man. That's the people that come to me, is the people that are like, listen, I'm in pain. Take it away. I don't care what you do.
How far in advance are you booked, Mario?
You know, I take appointments probably in like 2 weeks in advance, just because I like to have time to prepare and get everything ready. I do work full time. I do have a loving wife that, you know, needs my attention as well.
But you'll travel to St. Pete?
I will.
Okay.
Totally, yeah.
Oh, we're going
to
set this.
I work in Riverview every day, so that's a half-hour drive. I'm used to like half-hour drives, so St. Pete's not a big deal.
We're going to set this up, Mario.
Holy crap, I have not had a man's hand on my ass in hours.
Since 1997, did your ecstasy rubbing party.
We since never junior had high. Those.
All right, well, I'm going to get off the table and probably black out. So,
go ahead and hop up, Drew.
Ready to catch
yeah,
me.
Hop up, come over here, okay. Take over the mic. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, I see
oh,
it. It's poking out.
Oh,
it's out.
I'm sorry.
Come over here. Give me a hug.
There's certain things that gravity can't
So you were worried about me I'm going sorry. To HR. I'm now considering this part of the benefits package. They're hugging
so
each
gay.
Other.
Now, I do want to tell both of you guys, drink plenty of water. Anytime you get massages, it's so important. You drink lots and lots of water, more than you normally would. I can't tell you how much, just more than you normally would, because you need to flush out.
Get away from me, Seth.
Thanks, Mario.
Mario, you are the man. We want to thank Mario very much. Again, if you'd like to book Mario, just get in touch with us on our Facebook page. We'll put you in the right direction. And
I want to die.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be right back with more.
Do you want to thank Mimi for coming in?
Mimi did a tremendous job reading the 50 Shades of Grey. Thanks to her. Danielle, really, you've done unbelievable work down there. Mario, phenomenal. And Seth and I are hugging in our underpants.
That's right. You smell nice.
We'll be right back with more Morning X. We've got Fetish Friday on deck, 877-327-9797.
I was just going through the Twitter machine. A lot of positive comments.
Yes, thank you very much for your positivity. We appreciate you. If you want to weigh in on that, 877-327-9797.